Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Before we get the sermon, shake your heads. We didn't consult before we did this, did we? Because I think your song is probably going to, you know, I could do without my sermon if you want to play your song again.
You just expound on it.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We all know that phrase from Thomas Jefferson, our good buddy TJ from across the mountain, who was one of our founding fathers, and sort of captured together that sense of what people were striving for. I have to admit, it's a pretty darn good saying if you think about it. We all want to live somewhat fully. We all want to have some liberty in our life, ability to make some choices and decisions and not be told everything we have to do. And you betcha we want to pursue happiness. In fact, we've gotten on that train and rode it as far as the tracks will ride in our society. I think to a point that we've missed the point. We've missed the point of that thing. You know, happiness has become just a gathering of possessions. More toys, more tools, more whatever it is that you can accumulate is how, in our society, quite often we measure things. Now, we can bemoan that, and we can say how bad it is, but let's face it, most of us buy into that a little bit, don't we? That we think that when we have a lot of stuff, we are supposed to be happy and blessed. As I read Thomas Jefferson and the Founding Fathers, I don't think that's what they had in mind. You can read back and tell, too. What I hear them saying, as I read further the readings, is that those things of life were meant that you had certain rights, liberty the same way, and happiness was to have a full and meaningful life. It wasn't about he who has the most toys when he dies wins. That wasn't what they was talking about. It was about having a life of meaning. But that's gotten twisted and turned. And let's face it, it's become a thing, you know? That most people can rate their things, I think, by what they have. Rather than, is their life of meaning and purpose? You know, last week I mentioned the lottery, talking about Peter. And I mentioned in there that most people, well, I shouldn't say most, that's probably too much. A number of people who win the lottery don't end up happier, but end up sadder as a result of it. Because there's a danger there, that our possessions possess us. And not the other way around. They're not blessings that help us bless others, as the Bible puts it, but they become burdens around our neck. Think about it. People who are really rich have more to protect, have more to take care of, more to defend, more issues with people coming around them. It's a lot of burden. Now, I know all of us would volunteer for the job, maybe just for a little while. And let's face it, very few of us really do buy into the idea that blessed are the poor. Let's be honest. Is there anyone here who really thinks the poor are blessed? Well, at least we're honest today. And I have to be honest too. You know, I have a lot of stuff. I've got 3 cars, 3 guitars, 3 sets of skis. You know, I live a good life. I mean, I'm not trying to say here that, you know, that I don't have possessions. But I struggle, or I'm trying to struggle with the fact that I don't want my possessions to possess me. But want them to be just things to enjoy, but not that valuable. Not that valuable, after all. Yeah, you need some stuff, as George Carlin appropriately put it many years ago, to survive in this life. But if that's your value, if that's your happiness, then you are in a lot of trouble, I think, because that stuff never provides happiness. Let me just ask you a real quick question. How many holidays do we have for Howard Hughes? We have holidays for Martin Luther King. We have holidays from other people who are examples in our lives. Howard Hughes had a lot of money, a lot of stuff, but he never found happiness. His life was a struggle to find some meaning and purpose to it. He did some very creative things, but he never seemed to be happy. He never felt a sense of purpose and place and sharing. And I think, getting around to our gospel, that's exactly why the Beatitudes are there. They're like a hammer. You know, they do hammer us, if we're really honest about it. You know, Dietrich Bonhoeffer once said, this frees us from everything else. Really, truly reading and taking seriously this takes away those pursuits of possession, of trying to earn place in society, reminds us that it don't work that way. that sometimes we're up and sometimes we're down, is the message really of that. You know, woe to you when you're happy and you're joyful and it's in possessions and wealth. But it ain't going to always be that way. And those things can't make you happy. Jesus wants us to take a look again at what we really value. What is our purpose? Is our purpose in life just to accumulate stuff so that someone comes in behind us and cleans up after us? And many of us have done that for generations that went before us. And sometimes there are nice things that, you know, things that have memories and meanings that are actually meaningful. And then there's just a lot of stuff that we all accumulate. And I feel sorry for whoever has to clean up after me, because I got a lot of stuff stuck in all kinds of places. You know, it is one of my struggles. I like having some things around. But that doesn't what makes me happy. When I really honestly look at my life, what makes me happy is being around people that I enjoy, having service, having meaning and purpose to what I do in life. And for that, it doesn't matter if you're rich or poor, if you have health or not. Nothing else matters other than you see yourself as a beloved child of God. That frees us from all else. That's our meaning and purpose. Now you see why I liked your song so much. It really was an embellishment of that. The idea is that our stuff is really what we've been gifted. And the Bible is pretty clear that we don't own anything. I hate to tell you that. It runs counter to our American way of thinking. But we really don't own anything. Basically, if you want to translate the Bible to modern, it's all on loan. Are you gaining any interest for God? It's probably a way to look at it. And that's not interest in money, but interest in building up, caring for, being together as a community. And you know, that's what the original founders of this country were. They believed in a system of checks and balances and other things, so things didn't get too wacky. But they always saw this country, if you read every one of them. And I've read the Federalist Papers over and over again in those writings. They saw this nation as a community, building up each other. That sometimes some of us are going to be up high, and there's a lot of responsibility, and sometimes we're down here, and there's need for a lot of help. And it's the balancing out of that, finding ways to do that, working for others, finding ways for our blessings to be a blessing for others, is what makes us rich. Truly rich. So one thing no one can take from you is the love of God and the blessing you've been in other people's lives. That can't be taken away. That's the true riches of which I think our gospel lesson is getting at today. It's refocusing. It's hammering. It is hard. None of us can stand on the all these beatitudes. If that was all there was, then we're all in trouble. Because we're the rich. We're the wealthy. We're the well-doing. In a global sense, think of it this way. How many of you today decide when you get to eat rather than if you get to eat? You're rich. How many of you have a car, even if it doesn't run? You know that puts you in the top 10-15% of the world, possession-wise? You know, this message reminds us that all those things don't buy love, happiness, joy, and purpose. But God can still use them. God can use the talent, the skills, the things that we have for the benefit of each other, to build each other up. For times when things are up, we can help others. And times we are down, others can help us. This is the model of the happy life, the purpose life, the God-driven life God wants us to have. Because like I say, having money, having possessions does not guarantee happiness. Pretty much guarantees you're probably not going to be happy in the majority of people, not everyone. Some people will adopt to that pretty well. But it does remind us that you and I are already wealthy. We're already rich. We're already blessed. God's grace is in and under our lives. We have communities that care and support each other. We have the ability to lift up each other, to be a blessing. And there is no greater wealth in this world than the sense of using what you have to bless others with. Because believe it or not, even if you think you've got everything you need in life, how easy that cart gets turned upside down and you're on the other end. And then you really find out what the blessings, the benefits, the grace is. Beatitudes are a call for us to not allow our possessions to possess us. To truly see what we have been entrusted with, what's been loaned to us, and how we can have meaning and purpose in giving things away, in sharing, in blessing, Those are the true wealth of which we have with us. And we have that by the gift of God. This day, every day. But it also should change the way we think about each other. Because you see, everybody we encounter outside that door has blessings. We might look at them first and, you know, think they're poor or they're this or they're that. Throw a label on them. But if we dig a little bit deeper, we'll discover that God has blessed them with something we need. And we have been blessed with something they need. This is true wealth. And I think that's what TJ, if I might call him that, he's not a personal friend, really had in mind with that idea of life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Yes, we have certain gifts of God that are with life and living. And yes, we have the opportunity to have liberty. But those only make sense if we're truly pursuing happiness in the sense of being a blessing to others. So this day, may we experience life and liberty and the true, meaningful sense of happiness and be blessed to be a blessing. Amen.
Amen.